Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Give honour to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Faithfulness is crucial in every relationship. Without it, relationships suffer from insecurity and uncertainty and cannot possibly thrive. Faithfulness is also at the heart of God's relationship with us. There's no moment when you need to wonder whether he loves you or will stay by your side. The Bible is full of amazing reminders of the faithfulness of God. It never suggests that life will necessarily be free from challenges and difficulties, but continually affirms that God will be with us whatever happens. I love the way in which Isaiah celebrated God's faithfulness. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. In today's verses, the writer focuses on marriage, because faithfulness within that relationship is not only crucial for the two who are married, but also for a whole network of relationships, including children. As we worship God and get to know him better, his desire is that we should reflect his faithfulness in all our relationships. We often fail to be faithful. We get distracted. We forget, or we're tempted to be faithless. Mercifully, God is able to forgive us when we are faithless. But because he loves us, he is always encouraging us to follow on the exciting and life-giving path of faithfulness. So let me ask you a question. In whose life have you seen a great example of faithfulness? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we worship you because you've been so faithful to us throughout our lives. Teach us how to be faithful to the people in our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Stewardship, helping Christians be the best stewards with the resources God gives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.